Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day.
DA, great question.
All aboard
the dog.
This is why you do what you do. Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken!
Good morning.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA. Let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
The guys with the
guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Black Coal Block Party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Green Bay to Greensboro, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
Good morning, everybody. So glad you're with us. You might be like, wait a second, DA. I thought you were supposed to be off the rest of this week. Oh, I was. But in purely DA show fashion, I take off and all hell breaks loose. And so here's how we're going to play it today. I'm doing this segment and a couple of others from the home studios, what we're calling the baby bunker. I was scheduled to take off this week, Tuesday through Friday, for paternity leave. You might be already saying, didn't you just do that? Well, yes, but we have more than 2 weeks we can use within this company. And so I figure, well, since Odyssey has decided to take so many pounds of flesh from me, I will decide to take my requisite baby time with AJ. And we have had some major developments in that category, let me tell you. But either way, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be on top of this hour, right through Bogus's update coming up a half hour from now. And then I will rejoin in hour number four, since our audiences change constantly, to address the breaking news. So I'll do that here. And then we'll also do that top of the fourth hour in between Mraz, Bogus, Bilotti, and everybody has the rest of your show in full. Also, in hour number four, it just so happened that yesterday I taped an interview with Richard Sherman. Remember when we had McLovin on the show a couple of weeks back? McLovin was part of the Stars on Mars show, and he got voted off. This is a show where celebrities get dropped off in the middle of the Australian outback, and they simulate being on Mars, and then you get voted off the show. This is a Fox show. Well, the same show's producer said, would you like Richard Sherman? And I said, yeah, yes, I would. And so they said, okay, can you tape an interview with him on Tuesday afternoon? I said, yeah, absolutely. So we taped something with Richard yesterday. I was the one that conducted the interview, so we'll play that coming up for you in hour four. I'm sure today you were like, I wonder how Richard Sherman felt about Stars on Mars. And I'm glad you asked that question, because we have that answer for you coming up later on in the show. So it's going to be kind of a piecemeal show today. Now, the big news is we have turned a major corner with AJ here. Okay, I am really excited about this. Remember that last regular season game for Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars at home against the Colts 2 years ago? And it was like, I don't know about Trevor Lawrence. People wondered if he was going to be a bust. Was he more hype than actual reality? And then Trevor Lawrence in that game played really well, and that was the day that Carson Wentz melted down and the Jaguars got the win and kind of set themselves up for some momentum moving forward. And then last year capitalized on it, going to the playoffs, winning the division, winning a playoff game. That's how I feel right now about AJ. We had some really lean years in there, okay? Those weeks were long. He was not sleeping unless we were actually holding him. I'm waking up in the middle of the night, etc. Cap, of all people, this is how you know Cap's got answers. Cap goes, DA, have you tried the Snoo? I go, the Snoo? I don't know the Snoo. Muhammad Snoo? What are we talking about here? He goes, no, the Snoo is this new thing that you got to check out. It's a bassinet, but it also rocks, and it kind of mimics the mother's kind of like rhythm. I had no idea about this. Look it up. Boom, there you go. Spoke to a few people that had young children. Oh, yeah, the Snoo, Snoo. People swearing by Snoo, Snoo, Snoo. So I look into it. Boom, okay? Whatever it takes. We have turned the corner, okay? So this week, while I am locked at home to take care of the Bourbon Belle and to save her sanity and also to save AJ as well, I've had so many nice suggestions from you guys. Try this, try that. The listeners have reached out to me. I think this might be the key that unlocks the offense, okay? I'm starting to see daylight here. We're starting to make the right reads. So that is big for the sanity here at the Baby Bunker. Why am I on the air? Well, when I take off, massive pieces of news happen. Sometimes it's the NFL draft. Sometimes Odell Beckham gets traded. Sometimes the NBA champion is crowned. Sometimes there's a trade out of nowhere. Today, it's Mraz is leaving the show. And not for Big Baby on the Landfill. I know you are like, what the hell are you talking about, DA? But it is true. This just happened yesterday afternoon. We were all quiet in our beds, ready to go back to work the next day. I was in Baby Bunker. And then the massive bomb drops on the DA show and CBS Sports Radio. Mraz is moving down the hall to the local side of things here in New York to be part of the new afternoon show there. They've had some restructuring, somebody leaving. Tiki is going into that slot. They've also said we want Mraz to be part of that slot as well. So obviously a lot of thoughts on this, but it is where we begin your cold open.
But there'll be a third and a new voice here in the afternoon with Tiki and with Evan Roberts. And he's very well dressed today.
Yeah.
Sean Moresh,
yes,
who's been with Damon Amendola on the network where Tiki and Tierney started, is in a suit. Sean will go over to where Tommy is and have an open microphone. and I'll be a third voice on your guys' show as you guys see fit.
I have a slight issue with you, Sean. Tiki said something so beautiful about Brandon, who was his partner for a decade.
Sure.
From the heart.
Yeah.
You haven't said a damn word about who you used to work with.
Any emotional thoughts or no?
No, it's going to be very tough. Tomorrow morning is a big DA show announcement over on CBS Sports Radio.
DA?
No. That place means a lot to me and DA. I would not be here today without DA.
Gio was an intern.
Can you let him finish his heartfelt tribute to DA? It never finished.
It means a lot. No, tomorrow morning, I want to save a lot of that for tomorrow morning listener base.
Yeah, but nobody will hear it. So why don't you
There's a lot more listeners than you think over there.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that is the bit. Meraz is going to join Evan Roberts and Tiki Barber on the afternoon show on WFN. That's going to be his full-time job. Once upon a time, he pulled two shifts. He was our producer, then also the producer down the hall at the Fan for the midday show. That will not happen. This is his only job going forward. So that's the bit. This will start in late July. So we have about a month to go with Meraz before he moves on over to the New York side of things. So, Petey, we can bring down the music and we'll just kind of address this head on. Okay. First of all, the timeline of this. This is just about the worst corporate timing ever. I mean, the worst. We come off this amazing moment at Bob's Bar on Friday, the childhood home of Meraz. Bob and Nancy open up their doors. Everybody travels from far and wide. Here we are, the epicenter of our universe, and corporate decides, oh, you know what? Why don't we completely cover all of that up by making this announcement and Meraz is leaving? Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate the support on that. So timing of this is remarkable. They allow us to have Bob's Bar. It's a big shindig. It's a big party. And then Monday and Tuesday, they're like, oh, and you know what? Boom. So I learned about this after the show on Monday. I had this week planned off for paternity leave for weeks now, okay? So this is the way that it went down. I wish it could have been a better timing. I wish that it didn't happen right in the aftermath of the glow of Bob's Bar, but corporate is what corporate does, and this is what they've decided. Okay, number two. It'll be the DA show for the next month with Meraz. And then beyond, it will sound very much the same because me and Bogish and Bilotti will hold it down. We'll have the cast of thousands, as always, EJ and Pat Boyle and Carlos with a K and Billy Jock alone, and the list goes on and on and on. It's the same voices you will hear going forward. We will end up having a search for the replacement for Meraz. I don't know when that begins. I don't know what that looks like. Me and Pete will have to get together on this. Obviously, we'll weave in our bosses, but that's not really for today. That will happen. I'm not sure what that looks like. As for Meraz specifically, in October and November of 2012, I learned that I was going to come to New York to be the overnight host on CBS Sports Radio. At the time, I was doing evenings in Boston for one of the company's affiliates, 98.5 The Sports Hub. And when I came here, the program director said, do you have a producer that you want to bring along, or do you have a producer that you know of that would want the job? And I said, you know, honestly, the producers that I have right now in Boston want to stay in Boston. They're from here. The producers I've had along the way are right now pretty entrenched in where they are. They don't want to uplift their family and move. So I'm kind of a free agent when it comes to producers. So they put in front of me, they said, okay, we have three part-timers who want you to interview and just see if you vibe with any of them. So I interview the three guys, and Meraz was one of those three guys. And I asked Meraz who his favorite teams were, and he gave me the Giants, as you might imagine. I said, wow, so how big of a fan are you? He showed me the Giants tattoo. I said, that's a big fan. And he told me that he was named after the punter on the 86 team, Sean Landetta. And I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no, that's true. I said, well, I think we could do something here. That was all I needed to hear, that he was named after the punter of the 86 Giants. and thus launched this amazing relationship between Mraz and I. At first, we had no familiarity with one another at all. And 10 and a half years later, he is one of my closest friends. The Mraz family means the world to me. I've seen two of his daughters be born and now start to grow up. Bob and Nancy, I've seen every year since we've gotten together, whether it's a block party or the Bob's Bar show or something else. I see them every, I go to their house every year. I have slept at their house before. So they mean a great deal to me. And Mraz means a great deal to me, as you might imagine. And our relationship has always been professional and about this show, but really it's about much, much more. And he's a very, very dear friend of mine. And because of that, I wish him the best. And because of that, obviously, I'm not mad about this from Mraz's standpoint. I want his career to continue to take off. And this hopefully is a launching point for that. It's a big show in a big market. The company obviously values that. And they want Mraz's personality there. They want him to be who he is there. And so he's got my blessing 1,000 times over. And I told the bosses this as well. I would never stand in his way. And I just, he has grinded for me for a decade. The least I can do is support him when he'd like to move on. And so that is absolutely what I'll do. So I hope you share that with me. It's a tough loss, but I think we all want what's best for him. And if this is what the dream is, then you've got to support the dream. And nobody's ever stood in my way when I've wanted to move on and climb the ladder. And I would only pay that forward to the people that work with me. The reason Mraz is desirable is because he is the most unique character perhaps in sports radio. I mean, let's face it. Who else openly soils their pants on the air? Who? It just, how could you ever replicate that? You just can't. And he's done it twice. Once in podcast, once on live radio. You just go down the hit list of things that Mraz has done, has said. It is what they're looking for over there. They want to package that up and put it over there. And how can you blame them? There is something that is unbelievably unique and compelling about Mraz. And I don't blame them at all for wanting a pinch of that magic where they think that they might need it for whatever reasons. And we have been the beneficiaries of that for 10 and a half years. And I only hope that they continue to let Mraz, because that's when he's at his best, when he is just an agitator and he doesn't know where Brazil is and he soils himself and he pigs out and he eats his cupcakes or his breakfast sandwiches sensually on camera, and you just keep driving around going, is this guy for real? Now the answer is yes, this guy is for real. So this is very, very bittersweet for me, because of course we would love to keep him here forever, but that's not always the case. Talented people move on. Mraz is one of those people, and he's got nothing but our blessings here and great gratitude for the years that he put into the DA show. Every other stop that I've ever had, I was there for 4 or 5 years or less. This is the only stop I've had where I've been longer than that. And we've now hit the 11th year here at CBS Sports Radio. So Mraz has been my longest tenured producer ever. And that means a lot. I will say there's a part of this that really bothers me, and that is the New York arrogance. You heard it there in that clip, Craig Carton say, well, nobody will listen to that. Nobody hears that. And that part of this bothers me to no end. It has nothing to do with Mraz. It is corporate just thinking that we are a farm system at CBS Sports Radio. Okay? Gio left the mornings to go do mornings at WFAN. Tiki and Tierney, they uplifted a whole show, put it over at New York. Okay? Now you have Mraz, pick him up, go over there. We're basically the Royals of the 50s, 60s, and 70s for the New York Yankees. That's essentially what has happened here. Oh, you know what? We'll just take a piece here, take a piece there. We'll just move it over to New York because it's far more important there. And you know what? Enough is enough. I am launching a New York embargo around here. I don't want to play any clips from that station. No more overnight rants. No more Jack Stern updates. No more anything over there. I don't want any more stuff from over there. I'm sure plenty of you across the country are already sick of how New York-y everything is on this network. You will get a fresh start here. I'm over it. We're done. Okay, no more sound clips, no more citations, no more guests. I might even tell Bogus, no Yankees, no Knicks, no Jets or Giants or Mets scores from here on out. We're not even observing New York at this point. And we live here. But this is the arrogance of the company and the people at the station to think, oh, well, it doesn't matter over there. Let me tell you something. When Gordon from Vancouver and his one good leg gets on a flight to fly 3,000 miles to then drink rum chata and Crown Royal all day in the backyard of Mraz's house, it means something, baby! We'll oil boil, we'll slap kill bosses, and we'll show it to them and say, hey, who has more fun than us? So that's my big thing here about the situation. Also, over my dead body will Mraz no longer be part of this show. He's right down the hall. Bob's Bar is still in our backyard. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure certain things continue. I'm going to have to go to management and to get them to say yes to a few things, but we're not going to let Mraz cut bait and never hear from him ever again. We're basically in indentured servitude here, okay? Mraz had his 10.5 years. That doesn't buy complete freedom. You get some freedom, not complete freedom. We're going to have him as some part of the show, and we will protect. We must protect this house with Bob's Bar. We must protect this house because Friday was not the last time we're doing that. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're not letting that happen. We will protect that and make sure that continues to be a gathering point for this show. That's my spiel. When we come back, Mraz will join me. When we come back, Bogus will join me. When we come back, Bilotti will join us, and we'll discuss this as a family, as only a family can do. When somebody is moving on and they're moving out of the house, this is, I'm sure, the conversation Mraz had with Bob and Nancy once upon a time. Let's get our affairs in order.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Being Alive Day, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, welcome back. We are addressing the dictator in the room. Mraz is leaving the show 1 month from now. He is moving over to the New York side of things. They have plucked him to be part of the new afternoon show over there on WFN, and we wish him nothing but the best. But we are processing this because it kind of came out of nowhere. And on the same day that we get the news that Mraz is leaving, I get this email from management. Good morning, Team New York. If you were in the office yesterday, you might have noticed an odor that at times was fairly strong during the day. Building management identified the source as a contractor working on the roof using a blowtorch. Oh, I missed that yesterday. It smelled like hell on our floor yesterday. All right, welcome back. Did any of you guys smell this, the blowtorch stench?
I did not. There were rumors it was in my pants. Thankfully, I found out it's on the roof.
building management focused on the pants of a future New York radio star.
So, like I said, we come off Bob's bar and management's like, oh, yeah, we're going to just dump all this cold water all over it. And Merez is leaving.
It was nice when we thought they just ignored the show, like it didn't happen. Yeah. And instead, they're like, no, 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 no. We're going to kill all of that momentum.
Right. Yeah. Let's just disassemble all that you just built there over the last couple of years.
Here you go. Have a good week.
Here you go. Have at it. Oh, and DA, you're out this week? No big deal, right? You don't have to be on the air. Right, could you imagine learning that Merez is leaving the show and is just like, oh, and DA will see you in 2 weeks. By the time he comes back, Merez will be literally off the show.
Enjoy Smokey and the Bandit.
Who's this? Oh, okay. So, all right, let's start here. Merez, how you feeling?
I'm a bit of a mess. You're probably going to hear me cry about 15 times over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but... I don't know, man. I'm still processing everything. I'm excited for sure, but I'm a nervous, emotional, sad mess at the same time because of everything you said and how much you and this place means to me.
And you're a sentimental dude as well.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't know how to compartmentalize.
Yeah, it'd be really sad if I cried about a Ryan Callahan trade once and didn't cry now. I mean, that would say probably a lot about me. But I'm going to try to keep it together the best I can.
Well, the fact is, when Jeter retires and you cry, and Callahan's traded and you cry, and the Giants lose in Week 17 and you cry.
And you miss free Wendy's breakfast and you cry.
Then you would really know, and that is a good window into Merez. You know how he feels right now. This is hard. This is really hard.
Yeah.
This is family, and this is what you've known, and you've watched your career and your life grow to this point in time. It is a great compliment to you that they believe that you are an important fit over there. Honestly, for personality reasons, I kind of feel like they know that they need some juice. They need that. I think they know they need a little pizzazz. And they're like, let's add Merez and stir. And so that's a compliment to you. Because I feel like they want exactly who you are over there. Right?
For sure. And that was the way it was presented to me. So, and I know I've gotten this question a lot in the last 12 hours because my name will not be on the show title name. It'll be Evan and Tiki. And a lot of people have asked, well, you know, where do you fit in there? And why are you going over there? And I think that's a lot of what you said. I think that they know that those are two obviously well-accomplished radio personalities, but they're looking for a little something extra, a little je ne sais quoi, yeah, if you will.
Je ne sais quoi. Now we finally did use it correctly.
Yeah, and I think they've observed what's happened here over 10 and a half years. And, you know, they want whatever it is that I am and that magic fatness, I guess they want over there, and that's what I'm going to come bring.
He can't say it. I'll say it. Those two guys are nerds. I love Evan. I love Tiki. I wish I could be Tiki, but they're nerds. They need Sean's whatever, his je ne sais quoi. They need to stir that drink, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting opportunity. I mean, it's kind of funny now looking back 20 years ago if you told me I'd be doing afternoons locally at the station I grew up listening to with Tiki freaking Barber, who was once my favorite, you know, Giant. I would have said no way would that ever happen in my life. So from that standpoint, this is, you know, exciting. And, you know, like you said, DA, coming off the Bob's Bar Show, this is all happening really fast. So I don't even know if I fully processed everything that's gone on yet. We've kind of had a lot thrown at us. So, you know, it's something I'm sure that, you know, you'll get, you know, a better version of me in the coming days where I can get myself together. But, you know, I am just going through all of this right now. And, you know, it feels weird. I don't want to say goodbye today because, as you've said, we've had a full month to do that, and I'm sure as the days tick by, this will become more and more real like that. But again, I know that the way management looks at me and is asking me to go to this role and promoting me, so to speak, in this role, I know that I would not be in this position without you for sure. Like you said, taking a chance of me, elevating me, finding that, you know, certain touch with me and letting me expand myself, you know. Whether it's burps, poops, or just good old laughs, you've certainly put me in that spot. You know, Pete has been for many years.
Did the
years.
Fan release mention the poops?
No, it did not.
Okay. The essentials of sports talk.
Honestly, poops, burps, and laughs is how I feel about AJ right now. That's kind of everything that's happening in his world as well.
Exactly. So all of that, plus, you know, the sports takes and the Giant stuff and all of that. And Pete, for years now, has been like a great bench coach to me as far as me being the manager.
Leo Mazzoni.
No, he has been. And somebody I could, you know, a sounding board off. And sometimes the listeners might think me and Pete hate each other. But actually, at least from my standpoint, I love the man like a brother. And, you know, I'm going to miss sit next to him. And
you know, bogus shucks, but whatever. I'll say goodbye to him. But all you guys, man.
It's okay. Don't have to.
I'll get myself together, but yeah, it's today feels like it should be a really exciting day, and it is for me, but I'm not going to lie. It kind of sucks, too.
Yeah, it's bittersweet for all of those reasons. It's very much like graduating college or something like that, where you're moving on to something exciting, but you have so many memories and so many good times, and you just can't imagine what life is like without that. So, I mean, I think it's the same for all of us. Bogues, how you feeling about everything?
Well, let me just share for those who are not watching us in our, you know, preferably on YouTube or maybe on Twitch. The scene, I can't look to my left because Sean's crying. I'm pretty sure Bilotti's emotional. And then I've got Carlos, who we've discussed is disingenuous, so I have no idea what how to read his face. There's no safe place for my eyes right now.
Let me tell you what Carlos is thinking. Pure joy that maybe a job has opened up and he can get it.
No, I was saying this is the most awkward I've ever been in this seat. Like, I'm here at the wrong time. I so wish EJ was here today.
But listen, as much as I like to dismiss Sean and not be nice to Sean, everyone is aware of how good Sean is at being Sean and being on the radio. I don't say this disrespectfully to DA. I thought he would have had a chance to go somewhere else by now. And this is a remarkable opportunity. It's mind-blowing and couldn't be happier for him. I'll probably reserve my full emotions until, like, the last couple of – that's just how I work in general. Like, today – we'll make fun of Pete for being emotional. I won't look at Sean. But, like, I'm good at compartmentalizing, which Sean is not. So if you need me to be really sappy and sweet and emotional, give me to late July. But for now, I just I'm super proud. Congratulations. And hopefully he doesn't forget my phone number, which is possible.
No, I won't. Thank you.
PDB, you're a good management guy in terms of, like, seeing radio potential and shows and talent. How do you feel about everything?
Well, you know, many people knew this was coming over the years. I did too. We all kind of knew that, you know, there's so much talent with Sean that he would move on to do something else that helps propel his talent on the air. You know, and if you didn't know it was coming, I have a couple timeshares to sell you. But
we worked a whole bit around Big Baby in the Land expecting that he would at some point leave.
Right. Thank you for saying that. That helped. I'm having a hard time with all this.
Because we're losing Mraz or because we're losing him down the hall? And they seem they don't care about a carcass of a show.
Well, but
there is that. The still beats and they watch us and laugh and leave us in the middle of the
highway. I'm going to work in reverse. The down the hall thing, I'm going
to
address in July.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, why don't we kick that down the road a little bit? Because we could spend weeks doing that.
Right. As we've all talked about, this network has been on the air. We're in our 11th year, and or 10th or whatever it is. And there's been a lot of morning shows, and a lot of people have been in this control room with me. And there's a bond in the control room. A lot of these guys, and I miss them all, and I'm going to miss Sean.
Well said, Petey, man. Well said. And, you know, the magic of this show is that this really is family. All these guys mean the world to me, and I hope that they know that. And I think that comes across on the radio, that we are a family here, and we extend that to our listeners as well, and which is why Bob's Bar is so magical. It does feel like when people fly in and meet you for the first time that they really are your best friends. They really are family. It's all one. And so, like, that's what we're all feeling right now. Pride that Mraz got this opportunity. Pride that he is talented enough and now respected enough to move on to a big slot. He didn't have to go to Tucson. He actually got just started in New York, which is amazing.
Yeah, instead they treated this show like the landfill.
And so it is, we have such pride and love and appreciation that Mraz got this shot, but it is obviously difficult to watch a family member leave and move on to a different thing. But I will paint this as a positive. He didn't have to go to Tucson or Grand Rapids or Tulsa. He got to go down the hallway, so he's still around us all the time.
You know, based on some of the local tweets I got, I think maybe they wish I was going to Tucson.
And so that's a great thing for us, that we get to keep him close. He's in the building. He's down the hallway. He's still part of the company. I mean, who knows? You know, there's always a separate reality where a totally different company puts him in afternoons in Detroit or puts him in afternoons somewhere else, and then suddenly we just don't ever hear from him again. So I'm happy for that part of it, but we are all really happy no matter what the opportunity was. And Pete said it well. We're one family here, and this is awesome, but it's also hard. Let me say this, though, about Bob's Bar. We cannot lose this, Mraz. So I don't know what it's going to take to negotiate with the company.
What's going to take? You setting up and cleaning up, pal. That's what's going to happen.
And winning on Bob's house.
I mean, do you care more about the house than Sean?
Right, so I'm starting to get that vibe. Yes.
But I do have an idea, D.A.
Okay.
So this just came to me.
Yeah.
There's another Morash that needs a job. Bob the Deli Man's retired.
Oh, wow.
The lines are in place. What if we just do it? We get a different Mraz. We have to change so little. Bob's going to say amazing things. He has the same fandoms as Sean. He'd cry over the same retirements. And he probably, if he had a Ring doorbell camera, he was doing the same thing after week one after a win at the Titans. I mean, just let's literally stay in the family, hire Bob, keep Bob's Bar in the mix, and away we go.
It's a really good idea. Usually Hollywood goes into prequels, so you get a younger version of things like Baby Yoda and things like that. But in this case, it's almost like The Irishman, where we fast forward how old De Niro is, and it's like, let's just get to Mraz in his 60s.
But this is like the origin story of Sean, as we see his dad, and we figure out in retrospect how Sean got to be Sean.
The happiest person will be Schwartz, because he'll no longer have the worst hip on the show. So I think that's really huge.
We'll lose out on a lot of free stuff, though.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure out how to keep you as part of the family, Mraz. We're not going to let you go that easily.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody that came out of Bob's Bar being like, oh my God, that's the last one ever, because we have so much momentum from that. I want to make sure that everybody knows, don't worry, you'll still get to meet Mraz next year at the same event. It'll just be, I'm not sure if you hear him on this show every single day.
Yeah, I'm not going to be dead, hopefully. I mean, hopefully. That clock's still ticking.
I mean, but it's on the table, right?
Yeah, sure. No, it won't be hard to find me and, you know, in some sort of involvement. But we'll work on that for a later date, for sure.
And Pete, we will hold off on our New York resentment and corporate resentment for at least a few more days.
Well,
shouldn't have bumped our boss in the hallway this morning?
I think Pete's just mad he hasn't finished the year of the buffoon, and he's a little light right now.
Well, that's the other thing.
But that's the good news, Pete. Think of the hours you're getting back having to do that.
The hours I set aside for stupidity.
Right.
But no, I was telling him, when I was driving in today, if you were driving behind me, I'm sorry, because it went from anger to our New York friends and to me being a ball of emotion, and I don't think I was paying attention to the road, so I apologize for that. But yes, there's a lot of things to address with them. Especially taking all of our talent that we develop and using it over there, which we're not upset at all. The time of reckoning is coming.
The time of reckoning is coming. Me, Pete, and Bogues are going to have pitchforks outside of corporate's door at some point in time. We refuse to lose any more talent.
Yeah, I'm going to need some guidance, though, on the free food that's often outside courtesy of the fan. That's one of the few work perks we have here. So you need to tell me if I'm still allowed to have a random donut or a sandwich when they show up down the hallway.
More.
Oh, yeah, take more of it.
Yes, yeah. No,
interesting
now they really
strategy.
Are.
So my grandmother used to say...
They really owe us. Now we get to eat like Schwartz. Take everything that's free in the building.
Bins, everything, containers.
In fact, you could argue there might be more of it if I'm the one going over there. That might be
true.
Take home the staplers. Take home whatever you got, okay? We're taking what's ours.
Attica, Attica.
Attica, Attica. There's a revolt.
We just traded Sean for a 6-foot hero and 24 donuts. All right. That's fair.
And all the scotch and all the scotch tape dispensers in the building. And all the office chairs. We're taking everyone that actually has both handles.
Well, there's none left. I don't think there's any left.
They got to order those.
Yes.
So the rest of the show is going to try to be somewhat normal. I'm going to sign off. Merez, Bogues, Pete, have you the rest of the way. And then I'll come back for hour number four because we don't want to just do 4 hours on this. It might be a little bit much.
I couldn't talk if we were doing 4 hours of this.
Yeah, so we will pull the parachute now, and I'll come back at hour number four, and we'll kind of circle back on this. But if you're just tuning in, Merez, at the end of July, we'll be leaving for a spot on the afternoon show, the new afternoon show on the local side of things in New York. At the moment, Andrew Bogus is a kind sir. He has our headlines.
In fact, DA, I do not. I'm a kinder sir. I'm going to pass things over to the one and only Pat Boyle for said headlines.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Pat Boyle's in, and maybe he smelled the blowtorch odor yesterday in the building.
I did not. I was not here, but I'm glad I wasn't because it seemed like it was pretty foul. But either way, we are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com. So, bouncing off of DA, let's lead with both the Yankees and Mets games, right? Just kidding. I never thought I would be leading headlines with Reds highlights this year, but man, they are on some kind of heater.
Pitch to Friedel. Oh. He yanks it right field, hit well and deep, and it is gone! A three-run home run by T.J. Friedel, and the Reds are on top 3-1.
Tommy Thrall, Reds radio the call. T.J. Friedel with four hits, including that three-run home run. Everybody's favorite rookie phenom prospect, Ellie De La Cruz, also with three hits and a home run. Things got murky in the ninth. The Rockies loaded the bases, but Alexis Diaz struck out Jorge Alfaro to end it, and the Reds hold on for an 8-6 win, pushing their win streak to 10 games. We will hear from manager David Bell, I guess, at a different time because we are short on time here. But a quick other baseball scores for you. Citizens Bank Park was a house of horrors for Spencer Strider after he got lit up in the playoffs there last year. He put those demons behind him. 9 strikeouts across 6 innings. Braves got home runs from Austin Riley and Matt Olson to beat the Phillies 4-2. And a great pitcher's duel in Miami that had bagels until the 8th inning. Then a pair of you hungry?
Let's get us bagels now.
Then a pair of RBI singles broke the seal. The Blue Jays held on to cool off the red-hot Marlins 2-0. Some quick football news. The NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to players ahead of the 2023 season in wake of the recent violations. There are 6 pillars. Among them, don't bet on the NFL. Seems pretty simple enough. And I know Sean and Bogus are going to mention this coming up. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation on allegations of assault and battery at a Miami Beach marina. According to a spokesperson for the Miami-Dade Police Department, Hill allegedly hit a marina employee during a disagreement that took place Sunday. As of now, the employee has declined to press charges. And finally, Men's College World Series in Omaha. Couple of seasons on the line last night. Number 5 LSU blank Tennessee 5-0. And Oral Roberts' season got washed down the drain. TCU took care of them 6-1.
I'm laughing because I'm finally getting to see a show sheet that I didn't do. This one was authored by Merez. And the grammar is amazing.
Oh,
the top of hour number 2. The question is the Blazers' attempt to keep Lillard happy pathetic? There has to be a comma in there, or we're going to have to restructure that sentence.
You're welcome, WFAN.
I don't even know what I meant. I was a blubbering mess when I put this together last night, too.
Oh,
bear
yeah, that's
with
what
me.
It was.
Is the Blazers' attempt to keep Lillard happy pathetic?
Yes.
Yes, the answer is definitely yes. Something in the Pacific Northwest is happy pathetic, I think. When we come back on the show, the guys will take it from here. I believe they'll talk a little Hard Knocks. Oh, no, we're going to do the Tyreek Hill thing coming
up
next?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Jeez,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
3-2-1.
All right. Tyreek Hill story coming up next. The DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm not suggesting that I know definitively vampires are real and like Twilight or Count Dracula or whatever these other vampires are. All I'm telling you is this. I think that there's an understanding between us and bats. Okay. And if you told me that Transylvania and all that stuff from Greek mythology was real with the bats.
Greek mythology?
Whatever mythology. All that stuff that goes back with the bats and the vampires. Yep. I would say maybe it's true. And maybe we just kind of have this, you know, you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, do those rejoiners last forever?
I don't know.
Or do we wipe out me?
I think a lot of them is going to go out.
Wow.
Some will stay, but a lot of it.
That folder's going to be a lot easier to navigate now. Yeah.
Wiping me out. Cleaning the slate, boat. No more Wendy's order.
I mean, it's the only way to do it, to be honest.
Yeah. By the way, imagine I lose 100 pounds now.
Well, it won't count because you're not Mraz.
Right, Sean Morash can be thin. But, I mean, it's true because it's possible, at least, because you're now walking into the world. One of the big differences inside baseball here, inside radio, from national to local, on the local side, there are far more opportunities for side deals, promotions, all that kind of stuff. You're going to have multiple meal plans, the HelloFreshes, the Weight Watchers of the world reaching right. out. Like, let's get you thin.
Yeah.
Well, and see. you can get healthy and you can make money off of it.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing. I think that would be the one. If I knew I was going to lose money and get in trouble at my job by not losing weight, I think I'd have to. So we'll see. I see Kaplan is also real. Can I just get 90 seconds of Mraz talking about DA? I say this in all sincerity. I can't yet. If you listen to the first hour, go back on Rewind. I couldn't even look at Pete. I didn't cry this much when my grandparents died, okay? So I will gather myself and I will give you those 90 seconds at some point.
Yeah.
But it is not because I'm being disrespectful. It's that I can't get the words out.
Just look at me. You've had no emotional reaction to leaving me. Pete's bothering you. DA's bothering you. Shep made you emotional. Just focus on me. We have no emotional connection.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I suck.
No, you don't. You don't. You're just the one I can look at and at least laugh.
I should be nicer to Carlos. Exactly. Carlos is nodding. I do suck. Exactly. All right. That explains
Very
a lot.
So. All right. Well, without further ado, because Pete didn't bump back with it, let's get the sound check. He's not going to miss that either.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. A story we tackled yesterday, Dalvin Cook on DeAndre Hopkins and their team up.
He was one of those guys that I was going to reach out to because, like, I know he got the same mindset as me. Like, we trying to go win. We're trying to get on the roster and trying to go contend. So if we can't end up on the same roster and be on the same team, you know, that'd be the beauty of the situation. You know, we know what we're trying to come do and what we bring to the team. So if we end up on the same roster, man, that'd be some epic.
So that was on Adam Schefter's podcast. Here's what I don't understand about this. Dalvin Cook is not an idiot. He sees what's going on with running backs not getting paid right now in the NFL. He gets flat out released because nobody will trade for him and he's still young. Any contending team that is going to look to add Dalvin Cook is not also going to have the cap room to add DeAndre Hopkins. And if they do, they are not a contending team. Like if some team at some point this summer, being how it's about to be July, suddenly comes up with the funds for both Hopkins or Dalvin Cook, you can't tell me that them teaming up will create some kind of dominant force. They're likely going to be on a team that sucks. I just can't envision a world where this works, where both of them fit in on a team and the team's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just conversation. I hope they're not being pitched as a duo here. Maybe only we could hire them to replace you. But there's no NFL team that is going to have the space financially or roster space or maybe like emotional space to go down both. Like, these are both somewhat checkered roads to go down. How much does Hopkins have left? How happy is he going to be? How much am I going to pay Dalvin Cook? How much does he have left? That how bad is that kind of chronic shoulder situation? Nobody wants to take one of these gambles, let alone a double gamble on these guys.
Yeah, I completely agree.
All right, let's do some baseball. There's a lot to unpack here. Big setup. This is last night. It's the White Sox against the Rangers. Chicago's rallying late. I believe it's the go-ahead run that scores. Single to left field. Throw comes home. Travis Jankowski of the Rangers.
Jonah Heim catches it, tags the runner. He seems to be out. They go to replay. They overturn the call, saying Jonah Heim was blocking the plate without the baseball. Bruce Bochy, post-game, Rangers manager, very angry.
For that call to be made, I'm dumbfounded. It's absolutely one of the worst calls I've ever seen. And it was done by replay. I just don't get it. I don't care how many times they'll try to explain it. You can't do that in that situation. It's a shame. It's embarrassing, really.
Yeah, I don't know if it's embarrassing, but it is dumbfounding. I've watched this play 4 different times. They have multiple angles from the TV broadcast last night. I don't understand what Jonah Heim did wrong. If he did something wrong, then the rule is wrong. And the fact that it was not even upheld as a call in the field, that they flipped the call, which means there was clearly a violation, I don't get either. But the best part to me is Bruce Bochy, who's 70 years old with the biggest head on the planet. He's got one Gordon in Vancouver leg, so he comes hobbling out to the argue.
Sounds like head, Gordon in Vancouver.
With that head bobbing, that big, deep voice. It's a good watch seeing him get angry, but he should have been angry. This is a BS call.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, because I had not seen the play. I've had a lot going on over the last couple of days. I would say one of the best parts about baseball this year is that the Rangers are good and we get more Bruce Bochy talking.
Yes.
And that'll be a really good thing in the postseason, because Bruce Bochy sounding like he's in an old Marlboro ad is perfect. So perfect. All right. Speaking of baseball, where would we be on a DA show, even on a day like this, without an Oakland A's story? Ken Rosenthal, Fox Sports, not happy with Rob Manfred's thoughts on the Oakland dis.
And I kind of mentioned that this was punching down, that it's a person of authority and responsibility and power, kind of looking at the average fan and saying, not good enough, sorry. And it just, as I said, is unbecoming of a commissioner of a sport. It's not something that reflects well on him or the sport.
I mean, he's right. Rob Manfred, I mean, in the history of missteps, the piece of metal, DA highlighted that was a bad look for him. And look, I'm going to say this full disclosure. I thought it was cool in the Bay Area. Personally, I thought the reverse protest was kind of silly. Personally, just me. Only from the standpoint of, I understand what they were doing, but all you are actually doing is putting money in an owner's pocket who is already taking it. Like, you weren't going to save the A's that day.
No, but and there also is, it did feed into the snarkiness that Manfred had, which he shouldn't have had and shouldn't have voiced. But if you were kind of not anti-A's fans, but if you're not heartbroken that they're leaving, the fact that they were able to go to a game proves the point of, you can go to these games.
Right.
Go to these games. Because they weren't going when the team was good as well.
Like, right.
The bad attendance predates them being this bad on the baseball field.
But we can all say that Rob Manfred can't turn her away and basically say, well, you almost reached an average attendance.
Right.
Like, that can't happen.
No,
that's the commissioner.
He
deserves
sucks.
To be slammed. You're the commissioner of baseball. You should be a man of the fans. He sucks. But to that point, I'm with you as well. Unfortunately, the market size or whatever, the numbers just aren't there for the fans. But what, that's for a different day.
Yeah, and if I'm being honest, when the DA email came in and said, hey, guys, change of plans for tomorrow's show, I'm going to be on
you
at 6.
You thought the A's staying?
No, I thought he was coming on to play this Rob Manfred clip and sound check so he could, or the Ken Rosenthal clip.
The only reason I put it in.
Right, so he could then have Ken's support in his fight for the A's.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And that is your sound check. Otis Miller, by the way, just woke up on Twitch and found out the news that I'm leaving the show.
Sorry, Otis.
And I always say that jokingly. Go back and listen to hour number one, because if I keep doing this every hour, there's going to be no tears left in my tear ducts.
Or come back in 90 minutes, because DA will rejoin us 9 a.m. Eastern, top of hour 4, in case you missed it live at 6. The big announcement is, I'm now pregnant. I was jealous of DA and Pete and the new kids, so I'm having a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't know men can carry.
Not for nothing, man. I didn't even process this. My daughters are like so, like, you know, coming of age is silly, but like they're observant. They're going to be asking me a million times when they see me and hear me doing radio, where's DA? Where was DA? And that is going to eat at me, that beginning stuff, you know? That's going to crush me. You know, when a 3-year-old, you know, where's DA? That's a tough one.
Now they can ask, who's that guy doing the scorebook?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
He's an adult.
Daddy, why are you massaging Tiki's shoulders?
Again,
I love the man.
The scorebook reference, for those of you, and pun intended, scoring at home, Evan Roberts, who will be Sean's new DA, is notorious for scoring every Met game, whether he's there or not. Like,
right.
And he's usually there at Citi Field with the scoreboard in his lap, marking down 6-3, single to right. And then when he goes home, he does it live. Or if he misses the game, he'll rewatch the game in its entirety while scoring it. So again, he's a nerd. And I know that because I'm a nerd too, which is why they need their own Sean.
Yeah, but do you score baseball games?
No, that's where I'm cooler than Evan.
Folks, I forgot something in the first hour, guys.
What?
I was just reminded. It's DA's birthday.
It doesn't matter.
Happy birthday, DA.
Happy birthday, DA. I'm leaving.
Happy birthday,
DA. He doesn't know it either.
Welcome to agony.
This was the gift he was asking for.
Happy birthday, DA. Enjoy the interview process.
Enjoy sitting in a room with Pete asking knuckleheads questions about which teams they like and if their dad can host a backyard party for us next May.
Going through 300 resumes, the criteria must have pool.
Right? Could your dad build a backyard bar and then host us next year?
Man.
Is that possible? No? Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Having to break the news to my sisters that they still got to flip pancakes even though I'm not working on the show anymore is going to be a heck of a conversation.
Do you know Greek mythology? That's a real interview question.
Heck of a conversation. All right, boy, what do we got?
All right, gentlemen, the Aaron Hicks Show continues for Baltimore.
Pitch on the way, well hit, deep down the right field line, way back, it is gone. Aaron Hicks dials it out.
Oh.
A three-run shot, and the Orioles have put up four in the first.
That's Orioles radio, three-run bomb for Hicks, part of a four RBI night. The Orioles nearly blew a massive 7-0 lead, but hold on to beat the Rays 8-6 down at the Trop.
Beautiful.
Yep, Aaron Hicks was hitting 188 before he got DFA'd by the Yankees. Since he joined the O's, he's hitting 340, three home runs, and seven total extra base hits in 17 games. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay loses three in a row for the first time all year. Isn't it just amazing how... Now, and this happens, obviously, across baseball.
How you dress like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You like this? I got the matching shorts. They're coming in the mail.
You can't wear them together.
Why? That's the whole point. It's a set.
You know, I had to drive with Pat Boyle.
He's got to wear the whole thing.
I had to drive with Pat Boyle's underwear in my car today to deliver it back to him.
It's not underwear. It's shorts.
Compression.
They're not compression. They're shorts.
Just because they're tight, that doesn't mean they're compression shorts.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Pat, do you have a doctor's office in your house?
No, why?
He could be on that show, too.
Where's Tubbs? What's his name? What's the other guy from Miami Vice?
Chubbs.
It is Tubbs, right?
Tubbs is Miami Vice. Chubbs is from Happy Gilmore.
Right.
I'm playing for Chubbs. No, you ain't. I got his hand. By the way, yeah, what's wrong with the matching set? You know, I was thinking about getting, like, those male rompers for this summer.
All right, I can't defend you.
Those exist?
That's tough. Nobody can put on a male romper less than me. You know, all it takes is one bad batch of taco dip on a summer party, and I'm running for the hill. Could you imagine me scrambling? How do you get this thing off? I'd be dripping down my leg.
That's what cutting just out of it.
You open up the right pant leg, and you just let it fly.
Exactly. Somebody get me a funnel.
You gotta do it sideways.
Are there really male rompers?
Of course they are.
Absolutely, man.
There's a male equivalent to everything.
And guys wear this outside.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts and their bowels.
Good
I would
for
never.
Them.
Nice summer day on the pier in Hoboken. Hell yeah.
But why do you need a romper?
If you wear a romper,
it's fashionable.
How is that fashionable?
How is anything fashionable? It's fashion. There's no, it's subjective. Like, and if it looks good, then I'm going to wear it.
Right, but girls look cute in them. I don't see how that would make you more attractive as a guy wearing one of those.
Well, you're not attracted to men.
I don't think it's that. I can look at a guy and go, okay, he's handsome.
Can you not get me canceled before I move over, please?
No, you just sit back. We're talking.
All right.
I got to look at a picture of this.
Okay, look it up.
I don't.
Either way, the Cardinals are trying to save their season. Dylan Carlson can help with that. He hit two jacks. St. Louis swats away the Nats 9-3 to win their fourth in a row. They still are 12 games under 500, so don't get your hopes up.
You know who would wear one of these? Your guy Foxy.
Totally.
100%. Bagpipes and romper. See, now the first ones that come up, Will, are like fun ones, like an American flag one. You want to wear this on 4th of July, I'm all for it. But if you're going to put on one and go
bar hopping on a Thursday night in Hoboken?
It wouldn't be. No, it would be. This is like a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
No, you can't.
Brunch.
You can't. I will not allow it.
You won't allow it. I will not. You're not allowing me to wear a romper.
I'm putting my foot down here. If there's no male figure in your family that will do it, I will do it. You can't wear this. Go ahead and wear that top and bottom all you want. Get different variations of it. I can't. This one I can't allow.
All right. Well, I'm going to show up very soon this summer on the shift that I'm filling in for. And you know what? Be wearing it.
You know what they call the store where they sell the rompers?
Oh, no.
The romper room.
Yeah.
There was a place called Romp Around.
Morty will always have a job here.
Will he, though? Is Morty still around?
I would think he has.
New instruments.
Yeah.
Mentioned it last hour in detail. Worth mentioning again, the Reds held on to win their 10th straight last night, beating the Rockies 8-6. Here's manager David Bell on the streak.
Yeah, we're just very appreciative of this opportunity we have, you know, to keep going, to keep playing with this group and trying to get better every day. And, you know, it's been a great run for sure.
Meanwhile, Christian Arroyo with a career-high 5 hits and 4 ribbies. Red Sox rocked the Twins 10-4, and Clayton Kershaw kept Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani hitless. He dealt 7 brilliant innings. Dodgers blanked the Angels 2-0. By the way, Angels GM Perry Manassian said that the Angels are highly unlikely to deal Ohtani before the trade deadline this summer.
That's Perry smart of him.
If they remain in playoff contention. Ohtani, 28 years old, will be an unrestricted free agent this winter. He's leaving anyway. Why not just trade him? Are the Angels winning a World Series this year? Hold on.
I'm not even being a jerk because he might be leaving. But if the Angels go on a miraculous run here, if they get in the playoffs. I mean,
they have a playoff spot right now.
Right. They're in a playoff spot. Who's to say with Trout and Ohtani they can't get hot for a couple series and end up in a World Series?
They've been in the same lineup for what, six? Trout's been in the big leagues for what, 9, 10 years
now? But what if they get to a World Series? You don't think that could change Ohtani's mind?
They haven't gotten to the playoffs with them. Now all of a sudden they're going to win a World Series?
How do you know? The Phillies made a World Series last year. How do you know? The Nats, nobody saw them winning a World Series.
Cardinals won with like 80-something games in the regular season. Well, because crazy things happen.
Ohtani and Trout, you could have a magical October.
Their pitching staff stinks. Is Ohtani gonna pitch every single game in the playoffs?
Dude, bottom line is this.
He'll hit every single game.
If you're in, you got a shot. And look around the American League. I can tell you right now who's not going, the Yankees. So I'm promising you, I'm not telling you that the Angels will, but you spent years trying to get this Trout and Ohtani thing right. If this is your one shot, it might convince Ohtani to stay.
I doubt it. I would trade him.
By the way, how do you know he definitely wants to leave?
Because
how does anybody? Everybody just assumes that.
I think it's a well known inside baseball that he's going to leave.
Right, but because he's gone there and the team hasn't done well, you can't tell me that there's no shot he doesn't stay.
You know what? I think you have a better chance of keeping him if you trade him this summer and say, all right, you know what, Shohei, you want to go experience life somewhere else. You know, you think L.A.'s not all it's cracked up to be, even though they're in Anaheim. You don't like, you know, you want to try the East Coast? Go ahead. Go play in New York for the summer. Go play for Atlanta. Go play for whoever else wants to trade for you this summer. See how it works out, and then you can come back to us in free agency. Nice. How about that? That would be the real steal of Perry Manassian, however you pronounce his name, trades him away for prospects and then gets him back in the winter.
All right, geez, calm down.
I could be a baseball GM, I'm telling you. It's not that these guys are idiots. It's not that hard.
The interviews for my job haven't started yet.
No, it's okay.
Talking about being a GM.
Come out now. Yes, the plan is working.
Over to Hoops, WNBA.
By the way, Carlos and Patch into a jello wrestling match. Winner gets the job.
No. That won't happen.
Do you think we're going to do it a real way or a way like that, Pete? I mean, wrap your head around something.
I don't know.
It's more like it'll be an obstacle course than actual interviews.
It'll be like American Idol.
Resumes. Yeah, American Idiot, we're going to call it.
Green Day might come after you for that one.
Oh, that's true.
I have some Chris Paul sound. We'll get to it next hour because we're short here. But finally, over to Hoops, a WNBA record 10 technical fouls called last night in Dallas. The Wings beat the Atlanta Dream 85-73. Now, I saw this. I said 10 technical fouls. This like must have been the chippiest, most intense game ever. 5 of them were for defensive 3 seconds.
Oh, that doesn't count.
And one was a delay a game.
No.
So you had four individual techs. They were all against Dallas, including Arike Ogunbowale, who was ejected with her technical foul with just a few minutes left. So there's a video of her pumping up the crown, and then she signs an autograph as she leaves the floor.
That's a misleading headline. If you say there's 10 techs, that's got to be 10 techs because things got testy.
Yeah, things not were not testy. 3 second vies.
No. Leave me alone with that.
Yeah, and then the Lynx beat the Sparks 67-61, and the Sun beat the Storm 85-79.
No sparks are flying for them.
Not going to overwork him.
Is it July 24th yet? Do they need him sooner?
Enjoy your alarms those days, suckers.
Whatever.
Here we go. Here we go. Now all the tears go away. And we get angry.
Yeah, I'm trying to cope with it. I'm trying to deal with it.
We've gone from tears to anger in the span of a minute, hour 45.
Definitely going
to
happen.
When I'm swimming in your dad's pool at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon instead of you, enjoy your show. Enjoy rubbing Tiki and calling, telling Evan to kiss your sisters, whatever.
No doubt. No doubt.
Did that make it through?
Yeah, well, always.
Yeah.
No way.
Him saying your sister's ass?
Yeah.
Every time.
I've said it before in the air.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Pat, you've done far worse.
Nobody's done
better. Do we need to go back to last week's Canadian bacon?
What happened on last week's Canadian bacon?
I got a file on you.
We're not going to address that either.
And I wasn't here either.
I need like the Chronicles of the Dumps. I need the
by the way, name of my biography.
I need all the dumps uncovered that Pete has hit me with unknowingly.
That's a 9-volume series for Morass.
All right, we come back, a champ, a chump. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just want to curl up in bed and have a supersized French fry. I'm a big baby. Give me a quarter pounder with cheese and a McFlurry. Ooh.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's exactly what Sean said during break, too.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. By the way, I've been dealing with so much, I got this text from my wife. Did you get to work?
What does that mean?
I text her every morning just knowing I got to work. All right. My head is in a cloud. I never text her. It was 8 o'clock. She goes, did you get to work?
Put so the safe radio to say on.
She hasn't listened. By the way, this is the one job somebody can have where if you didn't know if your significant other got to work, it's easy to find out.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell on social media today if you got to work.
Right. Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. DA will join us in about 42 minutes. I'm guessing me and Bogus are going to try to piecemeal some sort of permission-granted podcast after the show together. The last thing I need is a side C punishment over the next 2 weeks.
I mean, if there's any week that it would be allowed not to do one, it would be this week, because this technically should be an hour of reminiscing about Bob's Bar, but that almost doesn't matter anymore now. So, like, I don't know what we're supposed to do.
It does matter.
And the two of you and DA can't sit down and start...
Oh, we'll never make it through.
And hugging and whatever.
We'll never make it through.
Right. So
4-hour podcasts.
We'll never make it through. But we'll try. We'll be, you know, even if you get 9 minutes of me and Bogus accounts, all right? Put it up on the board. By the way, good luck to whoever has to start putting those things together. What a pain in the ass.
No thanks. Don't look at me.
I have no comment.
I'm out.
Remember all those jokes? Hey, let's do a best of show. Let's find more work for Morass. Enjoy.
Yeah. You know what? I'll actually get pregnant to avoid having to do that.
Hey, I still got 5 weeks of paternity.
Oh, man. Those epic fail editing, not as easy as it looks. And don't even get me started on who's got to put together the 12 DAs this year.
We got a big folder already.
Oh, man, there's so much we got to go through. Wow. Do I even have a vote at the end of the year?
Well, here's the other thing, too. Someone mentioned it on Twitch, the year of the buffoon. We talked about it, the year of the buffoon.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that? There's some stuff that's already in the system for 23.
You might have to do a half year of the buffoon. It might come out over the next
thought, week. My initial thought, at, you know, workshopping on the air, is to do a decade of the buffoon and put a lot of the best of it.
Well, DA's got a lot of paternity. That could take 4 hours.
With we the can new do stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Exactly. So, you got, by the way, we don't know any of the plans for the next couple weeks on my farewell tour, I guess. I don't know if somebody's going to give me a surfboard at some point. But
not for me.
We're going to get you a rocking chair of your discarded underpants.
Exactly. But we're going to workshop through that. We're
probably just like that one.
My mic wasn't on, but I was dying of
laughing. It should be noted, I am off the week of July 10th, so you can exclude that week of reminiscing.
So that's the complication. Not only is this on Fast Forward to begin with, but DA is off for 8 more shows, then you miss 5. There's a 4th of July thrown in there, too. We have like 7 shows left as a 5.
That's the problem, right? That's a big problem. And, I wasn't giving back that week of vacation because, frankly, I need it. I need an emotional reset. And I waited to take vacation because of all the paternity leave.
I love the workshopping of the gifts, though.
Yeah.
Going back to what you just said. Rocking chair, some Depends.
Yeah.
What else?
Fudgy the Whale.
Plenty of dude wipes.
Somebody also asked, was this in the works? Is this why he or should not be named flew in this weekend to interview?
No.
I can say definitively no.
No.
No. I can say definitively.
Not even a little bit.
They're not that smart.
Sports. Victor Wembanyama threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium last night, as obviously the draft prospects will go high or in the New York City area, as the draft will take place at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And kind of cool to give the potential first overall pick, which you couldn't really do in other years if there was no unanimous. Like, Anthony Bennett wasn't thrown out the first pitch at Citi Field.
Right.
He's just such a unanimous first overall pick that would give him a chance. But what really went crazy, remember when the draft lottery happened, was it Woj that said, you know, basically he's the best prospect since LeBron or a better prospect, whatever that was. And we were like, all right, calm down. Wembanyama shocked everybody yesterday because he went out there to throw out. You could hide a full Major League Baseball in his hands. They are so big. Like, I don't know what, if they're officially measured, and I'm sure he probably doesn't have the biggest hands in the world, but it was jarring just how big they are. And he has become bogus, this world-class unicorn. I'm almost thankful for him now that he's going to San Antonio because I don't know how, it's going to be like whoever replaces me, how you fill that kind of, you know, expectation.
So I got a big deep dive on this last night. I was at Yankee Stadium, sitting there with my son.
Oh, that's right. You were at the game.
I was at the game last night, sitting there with my son. I got my phone open for a second, and I see a tweet that says he's throwing out the first pitch. Holy cow. And then all of a sudden, you can hear the crowd start to murmur, and up from the dugout steps he comes. I've never seen, and I've been at NBA games. I've been around basketball players. The visual of him at 7'4", walking amongst regular human beings on a baseball field was startling. He is so tall and so long and so thin. He should be affected by the wind. Like, that's how tall he is.
He's got to beef up, though, then.
But it's not even like a thin. I mean, he does have spindly legs, whatever, but I'm sure he's got more muscle than all of us combined. But when he's next to other human beings, it's almost laughable how tall he is. Like, his two, I'm assuming, like, NBA handlers, maybe his agent, guys in suits running around all hurried, were barely crossing his belt buckle with their height. And then there's still a whole third of him. It was startling. And P.S., there was another guy walking through the concourse at one point that might have been 7'1", regular guy. So there are like 2 7-footers at Yankee Stadium for whatever reason.
But that's odd.
But this is way deep on like armchair psychiatry. The dude loved being there last night. Loved being the center of attention. Before he threw out the first pitch, he had a couple of baseballs in his hand. He's like getting sections to stand up. Now, he was then throwing lasers
into the stand.
Really?
Reminded me of the guy who got hit in the face by the Juan Lagares throw when we did this and he was suing. I mean, somebody should have told him to calm down.
So
he was throwing strikes into the seats and like deep into the first section. Like somebody needed to tell him to slow down. But again, he's loving it. He's throwing fakes.
Not an American-born player that should be like familiar with baseball to do that.
Now, the first pitch you might have saw, the first pitch sucked. But otherwise, he could not have been better at being famous and the number one pick.
That's important.
Than in that moment.
That's really important.
I thought so too, actually.
And the NBA is going to need, look, one of the knocks on Tim Duncan forever was, right, very reserved to the point where I think people still undervalue how great he is in the pantheon of all-time greats.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure in San Antonio, there still will be some of that. But if you're what you're saying and what you're witnessing, it sounds like a guy who's going to be fun and embrace
the moment. I thought
so. And that, I mean, that's the bread and butter of the NBA. I mean, can we be real about the NBA for a second? The NBA is wildly popular, okay? And I think it's actually a good thing that we've had five different champions in 5 years. But even as sports fans, can we all kind of look at each other and admit there's a lot of the NBA that is puzzlingly boring as far as the in-game stuff compared to its popularity? I mean, like, you wait for the end of game. You know, we all talk about it, right? You could tune in and 10 minutes left and you feel like, you know, and I would argue regular season-wise, I'm excluding hockey from this a little bit. You know, summertime, you know, you have a beer. It's more of a casual event. There are times you even go to an NBA game, you're like, you just feel like you're there for like the in-court entertainment stuff or to see the stars. Yeah. And you're there for the stars.
I mean, they're playing music during the action get your attention.
And you want to watch stars play more than you want to watch teams play, if that makes sense. And it's a unique sport in that. And they've done a great job in marketing their stars, and I think that is why they're popular. You know, during the regular season, you never see an ad where it's focused on, you know, catch the Timberwolves and Nuggets, 10:30 TNT. It's Karl Anthony Towns takes on Nikola Jokic. They're ingenious with that. So having a guy who has this much hype embrace what is going to be thrown on him, where he's insanely marketed, I think is huge for the NBA.
I mean, I don't want to read too much in the way he handled it last night, but that was my takeaway, was like you could be, you know, being not just the number one pick, but being what's supposed to be a generational player, one of the best ever, and to like reinvigorate a down storied franchise. There's obviously ridiculous amounts of pressure on this kid, and he looked the part. And it's a baseball game. He's throwing baseballs in the stands. He's wearing an old school, weird, like Joe DiMaggio jersey. So he's not on a basketball court. He's not shooting hoops. We've seen what he can do when he's out there. But half this job is being an ambassador for the game, handling the spotlight. And he looked calm, confident, secure in that moment last night.
Good news for the NBA. Thursday night going to be a pretty big night. As we mentioned, depth-wise, it might be a better draft in coming years, but star power-wise at the top, going to have some guys who you expect to be big-time players in the NBA, obviously with Scoot Henderson and Brandon Miller right behind him. Let's go to the phones. Mike is in Minnesota. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio's The DA Show. What's going on, man?
Well, hi, guys. I just wanted to say, well, I'm happy for Sean. I'm kind of bummed for the show. It's been great.
Yeah, I mean, Sean sucks anyway, Mike. He's going to be fine.
I'll miss you. I hope, you know, I know all the guys will miss you more, but, you know, congrats on the bump up and, you know, it'd be interesting to see who you get. I mean, I personally wouldn't mind seeing your buddy Pat in your seat, but we'll see how it works out.
the audition pushing. Are you Pat's dad? Oh.
I don't know how old Pat is.
Are you one of Pat's sons? Is that possible?
I doubt it. Hey, fellas, listen, I'm 62 years old.
Oh, you could be Pat's dad.
Still in play. Still in play for both son and dad. We don't know.
You know, I've got, let me see. My oldest is 32 this year, and my youngest just turned 30 in May. So,
wow, congrats.
Well, there's a possibility, you know.
Well, Mike, I just want to say, sports fan in Minnesota, obviously, if you're listening.
Well, I'm an import. I used to live in Las Vegas and deal blackjack on the Strip, so I've been here since 2005. I'm actually a Raiders fan. Was kind of bummed when they moved to Las Vegas. I've seen a couple games in Oakland, even though they went to my hometown.
Right, that's the irony. You only got to leave Las Vegas and be upset his favorite team went to Las Vegas. All right, I was going to say, if you were a Viking fan, I'm sorry for your wild card loss, but you're not.
No. No, I have had that conversation with Vikings fans. They're like, we're getting Kirk Cousins. And I grimaced. They're like, what'd you grimace for? I'm like, have you seen this guy playing Washington?
Because you're getting Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking the time to call and being a loyal listener to the DA Show. Obviously, will go on without me, but I really, really appreciate the kind words, man. That means a lot.
All right. Well, you guys take care and catch the rest of the show till I get to work this morning.
Enjoy, man. Enjoy.
All right.
Guy probably screwed me at a table years ago.
I would only hope so. You had $7 of Subway money sitting there, and he took it all.
What if that guy was sitting next to me the 5 hours I was at a table once in Vegas?
Oh, jeez. Or he might have been I was at a bachelor party back in 2014 where I was with a guy who was so drunk, he twitched and threw a whole piece of pizza on a felt table. Dealer was not happy. Pete was at that bachelor party with me. Pete was at that bachelor party with me, and that's a true story. Pete could back you up. Pizza sauce all over the dealer went nuts yelling. Me and James Ward used to work on the show. They get up off the table, take it elsewhere to a different casino. It was not me, by the way, but I was sitting at the table.
Is this the trip? Didn't you, like, disappear for, like, 12 hours, Pete?
Pete did, and that's when he came back and thought I was buying a bunch of cocaine, but it was In-N-Out Burger.
That's right. Well, because I got into that trip late. I worked, and then I came in when they were already there, so I needed sleep, so that's why where I disappeared.
And on that, if everybody's wondering about the bond of people behind the scenes here, we were talking about a bachelor party. This is how long me and Pete go back. 10 years ago in Vegas watching people throw pizza.
And full disclosure, it's when I came home and had my first divorce.
Yeah.
Pete, your only divorce. Only divorce.
Well, and honestly, Pete, I don't mind sharing this if you don't either.
We know Sean doesn't mind sharing.
We started working full-time 5 years ago. There was a moment on this trip we're at. It's a bachelor party celebrating another former co-worker's impending nuptials. And Pete grabbed me, like, almost poetically outside the Bellagio fountains as they're going off to tell me what was going on in his life. So, like, you know, when we talk about me and Pete's bond and you see us get emotional a couple hours, I mean that's 10 years ago. We have been through some serious life events knowing each other as we do. So when you hear me crush Pete and Pete crush me and we go back and forth, I mean, have you ever thrown a Lego at your brother when you're 5 years old? I mean, that's exactly the kind of stuff we're talking about.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, man. This is real life. This isn't just breaking down Victor Wembanyama's hands. You know what I mean? This is real life. Apparently it's Pat Boyle's outfit is Pete.
Let's not get into from 2019 on.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
That's for another time.
But why does Bogush almost feel like he's sickly enjoyed today as everybody sobbed their eyes out?
Yes. Because
he stinks.
My new favorite character is like Sentimental Bilotti. I didn't expect this today. So I'm not.
Pete the Blobby?
Yeah. That's just, you know, we'll leave 2019 for another time. Like that can be a side B somewhere.
We'll get to that on July 16th.
So we gotta stretch our content for the next five about. Shows.
Don't bring Pete the Blobby over to that other place.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. DA will join us again in a half an hour to rehash the news of the morning. But for now, the sports news of the morning.
There you go.
Patrick Boyle.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. A few days ago, the Brewers had not won a game where they trailed by more than a run since May 14th. Now they've done it twice in 3 days.
And the first pitch to Contreras is lined into left center field. This is going to plug the gap. The one hops the wall. Two runs are going to score. Contreras into second. And the Brewers lead it 6-5.
We love plugging gaps. Lane Grindle, Brewers Radio. William Contreras with the go-ahead.
Always one.
I mean, I might as well give it to you off the top. William Contreras with the go-ahead two-run double in the bottom of the seventh. Brew Crew chug back from 5-3 down to bite the D-backs 7-5. Willie Adames also had a pair of hits and scored two runs for Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Ketel Marte had a big night in the loss for Arizona, 3-for-5 with a home run and three RBIs. Controversy in the Windy City. Almost forgot how to speak English. White Sox trailed 6-4 in the eighth inning. They rallied for three runs, including the go-ahead RBI single from Zach Remillard that scored Elvis Andrus as they beat the Rangers 7-6. Or did they? Andrus was thrown out at the plate. The White Sox challenged, and video review ruled that Texas catcher Jonah Heim blocked the plate illegally. So it was overturned. Andrus safe. Texas manager Bruce Bochy, of course, got tossed afterwards, his 80th ejection of his career. We heard from Bochy in soundcheck earlier in the show, so here is Rangers catcher Jonah Heim on the controversial play.
I set up like we're taught to set up on the corner of the plate. I even backed up a little bit. He had all the front of the plate to slide into, so I'm not really sure what else I need to do there. But it's unfortunate that that's the decision they're making in that kind of situation. We're going in the ninth inning tie game there.
Boy, Jonah was some hill.
Do we think Boyle's feeling the pressure already of unofficial auditions?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Moss couldn't replace Mattingly.
Oh, boy, this isn't the job I would be doing if I were to be replacing you.
But you got
to
show your skills all together, and reading and talking would be involved in being the new Sean.
Don't do that to him.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time talking today.
All right.
He's probably still got baby oil in his mouth.
Words are hard.
That is true, and in my eyes. That burned. Yeah. That burned big time.
How did it get in your eyes?
Gelb dumped it all over my head.
Were you mad at Gelb?
No.
But then Gelb did want me to know that after he did that to you, he took the rest of the bottle to the garbage and poured it out to save you any further damage.
I don't know how there was anything left in that bottle.
I don't think there was anything left in that bottle. I watched the video a couple times. He literally squeezes it as hard as he can, and it looks like there's nothing left.
Can we also ask you, Gordon's hands, callousy or smooth?
I'm going to choose not to remember. I think I blacked out during that time. Not from the alcohol.
I think I blacked out during that time.
Can I have PTSD from the massage from the guy from Canada?
I'm honestly happy that Gelb saved me because it was starting to get a little awkward.
Yeah.
It was. With Nancy around and then with
my mom.
Yeah. Raz's daughter.
If D.A. had his way, listeners.
Everyone in my life was touching Boyle's nipples.
Nancy's hands were nice. And then once your wife brought over Peyton, I was like, okay. Then now this is time. And Gelb just dumps it all over my head and it runs down into my eyes. So luckily your sister opened her doors for me. I showered.
Oh, we're happy Gelb parked the cars when he did, as he told me later on. He got in an Uber, got home, and his parents both looked at him and said, "We don't remember ever seeing you this drunk in your life."
Yes.
So he had himself a good time by the time he was oiling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So he had a good time.
We all had a good time. It was good. But I do remember on video hearing you guys interviewing Gordon after the oiling, and he goes, "I might have to change teams now."
Yeah. Whew. That was some line. From the air.
These pecs will do that to him, man.
Yeah. By the way, you knew I was kidding about the body image. Joey Waller was not happy that I sold him out on that.
Right? He DM'd me.
Did he text you?
He DM'd me.
He was texting. He was not. He was like, come on, dude. So not everybody takes body image lightly like you do. I'm like, Pat knows we're kidding.
No, I know. But
barely not.
He was very worried about that.
For the content, obviously, I was like, all right, let me run this up the flagpole. And I was in the gym, did a little, a little NFL combine bench press.
Yeah, based on that, flagpole is right.
By the way, this one guy
put the camera on your pants.
Yeah,
next time.
That's not a camera angle NFL Network uses. They don't have Daniel Jeremiah looking up somebody's shorts while they're doing.
I also didn't have anybody to record in there. I'm not going to ask, hey, man, can you record me benching for this for the show that I work on? So, anyway, Alex Bregman homered. Framber Valdez outdueled former Astro Justin Verlander. Houston bounced back from the 11-1 beatdown on Monday night. They beat the Mets 4-2. Marcus Stroman continuing to insert himself in the Cy Young conversation. He was dominant again. 7 shutout innings. Cubbies blanked the Buccos for the second straight night, 4-0. By the way, Pittsburgh has now lost 8 in a row. Mm. Woof. So all the good feelings from that start are washed away. And in the Bronx, Garrett Cole with some spiciness for the Mariners and their manager, Scott Servais. We pick things up in the 7th inning. Mariners hitter Jose Caballero with some mental warfare. He's trying to throw Cole off his rhythm as much as you can now within the pitch clock rules. So on an 0-2 count with 2 outs in the 7th, Cole launches one that would have landed literally in the 6th row if not for the netting. It was that ridiculous. Then he goes on to strike out Caballero and later in the at-bat, and then he's wagging his finger at Scott Servais and the Mariners
bench. That was a Servais announcement.
Yep.
It's not fun.
Thank you.
You want me to be sad, but then that happens? I'm supposed to miss that?
Yeah.
You know how emotional Pete is? That tuba should have been playing like at least 6 times in this hour.
Morty is cutting onions.
Yankees beat Seattle 3-1. Cole 7 1/3 with 8 Ks. NFL news. Again, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill under investigation on allegations of assault and battery at a Miami Beach marina. That's according to a spokesperson for the Miami-Dade Police Department. Apparently, allegedly hit a marina employee during a disagreement that took place Sunday. And as of this morning, the employee has declined to press charges. Meanwhile, the speculation continues to ramp up with DeAndre Hopkins, the free agent wide receiver, has visited so far with the Patriots and Titans. And then he put out a tweet yesterday that reads, "Who is ever in my future wide receiver group, I promise I will make your job easy." End tweet. No other planned visits as of this moment for Hopkins. Men's College World Series in Omaha, a pair of elimination games last night. Number 5 LSU volunteered to send Tennessee packing, shut them out 5-0. Thank you. And TCU ended the nice story that was Oral Roberts with a 6-1 win. Later tonight, two more games. Top two teams in the country have not lost in the College World Series yet. Number 1 Wake Forest plays number 5 LSU, and number 2 Florida takes on TCU. And now, yeah, let's get stunned.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Go. It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
I mean, we got to get an update on this submarine that's gone missing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that I think has taken the country and North America by storm here.
I was very late to this party on this story. It took me till this morning to see
I didn't
happened.
Get invested until...
Night. Yeah.
I didn't get invested until yesterday. So basically, for those of you still not in the know, you had a submarine that was a tourist attraction for the Titanic.
And very expensive.
Very expensive. $250,000 per person. You've got very rich people, 5 of them on this submarine. They're
in
lost.
In the main corridor.
Yes. They are lost. This submarine has gone missing. And apparently now there is less than 24 hours to find these 5 people lost on board of the Titanic tourist submersible. U.S. Coast Guard says it has detected underwater noises in the search area. And that a report in the U.S. claims that there is a banging sound heard at 30-minute intervals. But they have not found them yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So... Hamish Harding, who is one of the founders of the Explorers Club, a British club, if you will.
Okay.
I don't know exactly
service
what they do.
Company.
But yeah, very rich. The president of that club says there is cause for hope. Others missing, British-based Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dawood and his son Suleiman. The others are the French submersible pilot Paul-Henri Nargillet and chef executive of OceanGate Expeditions, Stockton Rush. So it was noted that they had about 96 hours of emergency oxygen on board, which would be enough to last until tomorrow morning.
So I want to, one thing is going to be very stupid, the other thing is going to be a statement. So this submarine left out of like Britain or England?
No, I think it leaves off a bigger ship. Like they you sail to the site and then this gets dropped in the water and you go down.
Because this was like, and this is not to make light because it's a very serious situation, this was like a running bit. Is the Titanic, isn't that closer to America than it is?
It is, yes.
Okay, but it's really in the middle of, like, the ocean where...
I mean, it's...
Like, would the ship that takes them leave from America or leave from England?
That I don't know.
Okay.
But you are technically closer to North America than Europe, the actual wreck site.
Okay, I hope that these people get found here in the next 24 hours clearly. Are we good with Titanic stuff now? Paying money to go see the wreckage? I mean, it feels like we... At what point is it we get it, the ship sunk with the Titanic, where we are so interested in seeing this boat at the bottom of the water?
This might be it.
Well, I mean, you can...
Right? I mean, we're good now.
Well, State, you can want to know about the Titanic, but don't, like, a guy spent $500K for his son to go to the bottom of the ocean to see it, which, at first thought, cool, but it ain't worth $500K.
Yeah.
And they gave $100K to a guy that seems to be pretty reckless with... their whole
setup,
and now they're not back on the surface.
Exactly.
Yet.
I mean, that's a scary thing. It's like the people that shoot themselves in outer space, like, not for nothing. If something happens to them, you spent a lot of money in that ship, like, I feel bad if you don't make it back. But, like, this isn't the same as just, you know, taking a rent-a-car from DFW Airport and going to see Dealey Plaza.
Right. And, at least, I mean, I guess in defense of this thing, like, I see the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. The space one is dumb. You go up. You're like, oh, I broke. Like, you break out of the atmosphere and you go right back down. Like, I got to take me to see an alien if you're going to take me out of
but
space.
But here's the other thing. People, because what I'm reading, if you sunk to, like, the bottom where the Titanic is, they're saying, like, it's so dangerous they couldn't even pull you back up. Like, there were supposed to be balloons that brought them back up or whatever.
Yes.
That's part of the danger. So how far up are you from the Titanic that you could actually even see it if it's that dangerous to be, like, on, like, ground level with it?
Well,
that
that's why you're
back
in
up.
The submarine thing.
The
submarine can get you that far down.
And it's, like, remote control.
That's what it's designed for.
Yeah, and it has, like, an engine. And I guess somebody had said that on a somebody who had been on this thing before said, like, we lost contact for like an hour, and then all of a sudden it came back and we were fine. So then now this one is never reconnected.
That is crazy.
And I'm wondering, too, if they know where it is, can they get it back up from there?
The U.S. Coast Guard said this morning, Canadian P-3 aircraft detected underwater noises in the search area. As a result, ROV, which is remote operating vehicles operations, were relocated in an attempt to explore the origin of the noises. These searches have yielded negative results, but continue. I'm just going to say this. You pay $250,000 for the Titanic experience. You got what you paid for.
Jeez. That's what they paid for. Yeah, I mean.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm trying not to say the wrong thing. I get what you're saying. These are still human lives on board. I get all that. I just look at it this way. If you have that kind of money to spend on that, I mean, I'm angry that I missed the boat on saving $100 on Sunday ticket here. We did, didn't we? You did. We did. So, like, I'm upset about that.
Although,
couldn't imagine.
Listen, you kind of don't need it now because you got to watch Jets Giants only.
I'm still watching everything. But you're right. Boy, oh, boy. I watch every snap of Jet football here.
Yeah. Get your Aaron Rodgers takes ready, man.
Boy, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys don't have to talk. The Giants and Jets won't be mentioned for a second here in September and October, November.
Well, not allowed to be.
Going to be a bad scene. What are you guys going to do Super Bowl Monday if it's Rodgers versus Daniel Jones in the Super Bowl?
Take a day off. We'll go to a wrestling event and miss the show.
That's right.
Unbelievable. All right. When we come back, are the Reds now the anti-A's? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic feel.
Boyle and fan of male rompers. How you dress like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You like this? I got the matching shorts. They're coming in the mail.
You can't wear them together.
Why? That's the whole point. It's a set.
I had to drive with Pat Boyle's underwear in my car today to deliver it back to him.
It's not underwear. It's shorts.
And what the hell is that smell?
They're not compression. They're shorts.
Just because they're tight, that doesn't mean they're compression shorts.
Thank you.
You have a tight body.
Where's Tubbs? What's his name? What's the other guy from Miami Vice?
Tubbs.
It is Tubbs, right?
Tubbs is Miami Vice. Chubbs is from Happy Gilmore.
Shut up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me.
What's wrong with the matching set? You know, I was thinking about getting, like, those male rompers for this summer.
All right, I can't defend
those
you.
Those exist?
Conversely, some men need to be hit back.
Nobody can put on a male romper less than me. You know, all it takes is one bad batch of taco dip on a summer party, and I'm running for the hill. Could you imagine me scrambling? How do you get this thing off?
I can't talk too long. I gotta poo.
Somebody get me a funnel.
You gotta do it sideways.
I like to eat it raw sometimes.
They're really male rompers?
Of course they
Absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, man.
There's a male equivalent to everything.
Seahorses is actually the males that get pregnant.
Nice summer day on the pier in Hoboken? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and wear that top and bottom all you want. Get different variations of it. This one I can't allow.
All right. Well, I'm going to show up very soon this summer on the shift that I'm filling in for. And
you know what?
Be wearing it.
You know what they call the store where they sell the rompers?
Oh, no.
The romper room.
It's not funny.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Good times. Good times. Well, guess what, Bogues? If people felt like they didn't get enough sports today, you'll get that from me on BetQL from 3 to 7 today, as I now of all the days.
Are you leaving that show, too? Are you going to cry like a baby from 3
Perhaps.
To 7 as well?
Congrats to the great Nick Costos, you know, an Odyssey family member, getting married this week, and I will be filling in for him today and tomorrow. And most of next week, I'll be pulling doubles as well.
But is that another job that could be open in the future that we should line up for as well?
Costo's backup?
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh, all right.
Perhaps. So I will be on You Better You Bet on free on the Odyssey app or whatever, hosting or whatever. And anywhere, you know, some of your local affiliates from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern today, I will be there. Tomorrow, we will have hopefully some NBA draft prep. Finally, we'll move forward. So this is the deal. I mean, DA is going to be out the next 2 days. We're going to try to go back to our sports roots and zaniness and have fun the next 2 days, Bogues, me and you. Next week, a little reset. I know it's definitely me and you Monday. There's some talks about DA and paternity leave being short, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then the week after, I am, oh, no, the week after is 4th of July.
Right, so there's different combinations.
Different combinations, as you can imagine, holiday week. And then that week of July 10th, I am finally on vacation this summer.
See ya.
Taking the family, Lake George, Sesame Place, hitting all, you know, Americana drivable, baby. Then that week
Scrotum, of... Scrotum, Pennsylvania.
Right. No Great Wolf Lodge this route. Then that week of July 17th, I can confirm... I don't know about you. I don't know about Pete, but I can confirm that DA and I will be together that full week.
Yes.
And that will be the farewell week for me on the DA show.
Omelet stations every morning.
So that'll do it. An emotional day. Hopefully we could just kind of get normal until that week of the 17th. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti. Kind words, brother in arms on the wheels of steel. Thanks to Carlos with a velvet hat, your producer today. Thanks to Pat Boyle on the updates with a terrible shirt.
Terrible.
Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, a Wizard of Watch DA, getting people to make fun of me. And thank you, folks.
All right, man, I love you.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. That's it, baby. The mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.